email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551. There's ongoing debates about what should be deemed to be essential retail and non-essential retail. And the government has been asked to reclassify bookshops as essential retail, as some retailers continue to sell books within their businesses, yet independent bookshops remain closed to customers. Doesn't seem fair. Anyway, Louisa Cameron is the owner of Raven Books in Blackrock in Dublin, and she's been delivering to customers on her bike when they're within 2 kilometres of the shop, and she's on the line now. How are you doing, Louisa?
Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Great to talk to you.
And to you, and to you.
Yeah, so you've a basket on your bike.
I do.
And books in the basket on your bike in Blackrock.
Hanging off the handlebars and often in a backpack as well. Right. We're well loaded up by the time we leave the shop.
This is great. And I know it's work, and I know you'd prefer to be off cycling when you want to cycle as opposed to when you have to cycle. But you've been doing it for how long now?
Well, I started a year ago, to be honest, in the very first lockdown, when people were actually staying at home. It's hard to remember at that time when there was so much fear and uncertainty and people didn't know how the virus was being transmitted or just how transmissible it was. Mm. And everyone was actually staying at home. Everywhere was closed. So we did close down completely for 2 weeks. I was still kind of answering emails from home and taking calls from customers and just kind of reassuring them, having a bit of a chat, which was really important as well, I felt. Mm. And then came back into the shop on April 14th on my own, and at that point started getting books out to people. A lot of it was by post. Obviously, the 2 kilometre limit was much stricter at that point. So a lot of it was wrapping up, going up to the post office. The ladies up in Blackrock Post Office became my new best friends, and still are. They're absolutely amazing, doing just such a stellar job. Then I was trying to think of what the best way was for me to get books to people. And at that point, as I mentioned before, with transmission, we didn't really know how it was working. I figured if I could get books directly to people, that would cut out going through more hands in the postal
service. Because at the beginning, people thought when they brought their groceries home that they had to put them in the bath. Some people did. Yeah. And then that people felt that if they touched a table that somebody touched, that they'd get the virus. And of course, we know now that highly unlikely that that would happen. But there was a lot of ignorance around that at the beginning.
Exactly. And in some instances, for example, one of my dear customers who was like definitely 100% cocooning, like she wouldn't even open the door. She would like wave out the window and would blow kisses at me. Like just the nicest woman. She was so lovely and still is. But I would leave the bag of books in her green bin.
Right.
And she would leave it there for a day or two just to be safe at that point, because we didn't know.
To decontaminate.
Exactly. Now, of course, you know, she'll take them from me at the door, you know, yes, which is grand, because we're much wiser and definitely older at this point.
I'm just to give people a picture of Blackrock, because Blackrock, although it's in, you know, a suburb of Dublin, it's very village-like. And the main street, I suppose, back April of last year, would probably tumbleweed down the middle of it. Would have been that quiet.
100%. Yeah. No, I mean, very, like it was actually lovely cycling at that point because there were no cars.
Yes.
I mean, there really was no traffic at all. And it was so quiet. And the bird song, as you may remember, was just cacophonous at that point. It was gorgeous. Now, of course, Main Street now in Blackrock is heaving.
Yes.
It is mad busy, but we do have a dedicated cycle lane, which is lovely. Beautiful flowers along Main Street. It's gorgeous. So the transformation in that sense has been quite positive.
Okay. So how many books have you delivered by bike in the last year?
I have no idea. Thousands.
Thousands? Are we talking? That's thousands. Are we talking? Thousands, right.
Yeah, no, I would do, now it depends absolutely from day to day, but there's days I would do, say maybe 30 drops, and I would be doing that, you know, maybe 5 or 6 days a week. And other days, you know, there might be half that. It just depends day to day. And sometimes you're delivering a single tiny little book, you know, a little kid's picture book.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would be, you know, 5 or 6 massive history hardbacks, which frankly, you know, that can definitely build up a few muscles if the person lives on the top of a hill, let me tell you.
Do you know your area now better than ever before? Are you finding places that you didn't know existed?
As I've joked, like if this bookshop fails, then I will be able to do walking tours of the greater Blackrock area. I know every shortcut, every laneway, places I never knew existed. I discovered a forest up in Beaterstown, which I've been living in the area 30 years. I had no idea it was up there. It's been absolutely brilliant. And to be honest, it's one of the best things about being on the bike, because it is genuinely quicker than in the car. Like we're very environmentally focused, and I love that it is zero carbon when I'm on the bike, but it
And the other thing, Louise, is, and I always say this about cycling, you can see over hedges.
Yes, you can. And in particular, when you're trying to find a house, you can slow down, which is a bit difficult to do if you're in a car and there's like beeping behind you, you know. Quick little U-turns definitely easier.
I'd say it's brilliant for your customers because it's not just the delivery of the book. It's also that, you know, seeing another human being for some people.
Yes, and I mean, this was one of my main motivators, certainly the first lockdown, when, as I said, there's so much fear. And for my regular customers to see a familiar face at the garden gate, I could see what it meant to them. Yeah. But equally for people who discovered us new to the area, it was nice for them to kind of get to know us. And people who'd never even been in the bookshop, and we did finally open back up again in June, it was kind of funny then for them to sort of come in and go, oh, this is your home, as it were, you know. But it definitely made a huge difference. And being very people focused in particular, as I say, but throughout that first lockdown was so important to me, giving people that extra minute or two on the phone. An awful lot of the orders at that point were gifts for people, so you know, there'd be, I mean, you mentioned James' birthday there earlier, and it would be the grandparents wanting to send something to the grandkids when they couldn't be there. So it was so important.
Yeah.
And you really got an insight into what people were going through. Like, there'd be, you know, maybe like siblings who were stuck abroad that couldn't come back, you know, a husband.
And they'd ring you to deliver a book to a loved one. Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So it was really, and you really got an insight into people's lives. Yeah. You know, there's, you know, the husband who was stuck in hospital and couldn't be home with his wife to celebrate their wedding anniversary, you know, stuff like that. I mean, we've all heard the stories, and you know, I got a very acute insight into what other people were going through, and it felt quite a privilege, really, to hear their stories and just to listen. You know,
and Louisa, what would you say of the thousands of books that you've delivered on your bike? What was the Black Rock bicycle bestseller?
Oh goodness! I mean, largely down to Ryan Tuberty, I would say Ragnar Jonasson, that first lockdown. My God, the number of books. It's Icelandic crime. And I've lost count of how many books I have delivered. Like, absolutely unbelievable. But it's been lovely. The other thing is just seeing the variety. I mean, I have delivered everything from, like, you know, BlackRock is kind of well known for the 3 million euro mansions, but there's also a lot of social housing and everything in between. And everybody reads. And it's been so lovely to see that.
Yeah.
Because, of course, normally it's customers coming into the shop, and that's the only place I know them and they know me. But to go out to somebody's home, like, it is, it's very personal.
It is. Yeah.
It is. Very much so. And it's lovely. Like, it's really nice. I, you know, kind of joke when I show up, like, on a Saturday morning and they're still, like, in their pyjamas or whatever. And it's really nice. You know, you just have a bit of a laugh
now,
or whatever.
I alluded to this in the introduction to you, the fact that you're closed and there are other shops selling books. How does that make you feel?
Angry.
Yeah.
Very, very angry. And on a number of different levels. First of all, obviously, it's not a level playing field for business, which is just incredibly frustrating. The fact that the government are continuing to not allow us click and collect without enforcing for other places that they are not allowed to be selling books, which have been deemed non-essential items. But it's also, I think, actually Woodbine Books spoke about this very eloquently. They said, it's just not in the spirit of lockdown. Now, the first lockdown is very much, we're all in this together, we're all going to help each other out. And that has morphed into a real Mayfeinerism. There's a greed there. It's like, I'm going to make money at the expense of other people.
Well, in fairness to some news agents, they were always selling books.
But books have been deemed non-essential. So they are allowed to sell their newspapers.
Oh, but they shouldn't be allowed to sell books.
They are supposed to be separated, and they're not supposed to be selling them. And that is not the case.
Yeah, it's hard to police that, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, Jesus, can you imagine the Gardaí going into Super Value and saying, no, I'm sorry, you can't be selling it. Like, they've better things to be doing, in fairness. But it's just I think that sense of personal responsibility, or, you know, responsibility from the business to look after the community, that's kind of gone at this point. It's disappointing.
It is. We're near the end of it. I don't end on a sour note because, you know, it's a lovely story. And you on your bike with your basket and your books. And
yes.
keeping Raven Books, the name, alive during lockdown, and as I say, we're nearly there, and it'll pay dividends on the other side for you, Louise.
Absolutely. But I mean, it's already done that. I mean, it has been so lovely. Like, I can't even tell you the response we've had. The gifts I have been given of like baked goods and homemade jam and bottles of wine. I had a hand-drawn card from a teenager who has been devouring books this lockdown.
A handmade card.
She drew me a
card. Oh, card. I thought it's a card.
It's the BlackRock accent. What can I say? But just that lovely sense of community and like just to feel everybody behind us. Today on Twitter, we've done a little competition to put a name on my bike.
Right.
And the response has been amazing. And you see everybody who is invested in me on my bike, which
Go on. What did they come up with?
Well, we haven't got there yet. Not at all. Right. So I absolutely encourage listeners to go on if you have a good, especially if there's a literary pun in the name, even better.
Right. Okay.
So over the next couple of days, you might have to do a poll and pick out the best one.
Well, will you get back onto us and let us know who wins the name?
I would love to.
The naming 100%. Of your bike. Okay. Louisa Cameron, owner of Raven Books and BlackRock, thanks so much for talking to us today. Mind yourself on your bike. Say Louisa. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.